Today is the Sunday of All Saints, and it marks the end of this year's movable cycle. You'll probably remember in an earlier segment of Points Well Made that we talked about the various cycles, the liturgical cycles that are going. And the movable cycle is determined each year by the date of Pascha, by the date of Easter, and then there's a number of days before and a number of days after, and it's 127 days. I actually know the number. And there's 70 days from the beginning of the period until Easter, and then from Easter till today, there are 57 days altogether, 127 days. And they're always exactly the same, but they, as a group, then they move, you know, in the calendar depending of when Pascha starts. So Pascha is kind of like the pivot. And then, you know, when the date of Pascha is calculated, everything moves. Today is the very last day. It also marks the beginning of some of the other cycles. Because every year, those cycles have to begin somewhere. They actually do begin every year, you know. So this Sunday was the beginning of the 11-week Matins Gospel cycle. I know some of this stuff probably doesn't mean anything to you, but if you've been following the point, you know that there are readings at Matins, for example, you know, and as a parenthesis, it just came to me today to maybe do sometime, we've done teaching liturgies, maybe like in the one of these next Sundays, I'll do a teaching Matins, okay, and stop the Orthros service and explain things as they're happening for, you know, for those lucky people who come to Matins. They truly are lucky. Anyway, so today marks the beginning of that 11-week cycle. Today was the first Sunday after Pentecost, and that begins the beginning of the readings, you know, in the lectionary. Actually, those began like the first days after Pentecost, but, you know, the book of the epistle book that we read from, you know, or the new digital one that we're preparing, or the gospel book that the priests are, you know, I mean, it has a beginning, it has an end, and at some point you have to flip back to the beginning and start over again, okay? So this marks the beginning, you know, of that cycle. And next Sunday will be mode one, the mode of the week, so that 8-week cycle begins next week. It's always the Sunday after All Saints Day, and then we go 1 through 8, until we hit Palm Sunday, and then we stop. And we wait again for this one. The other ones are fixed. So anyway, so much for a little bit of, you know, church calendar stuff. Oh, yes. Tomorrow begins the so-called Fast of the Apostles. So we've had a bunch of big feasts. You know, we had Easter, and then we had Ascension, we had Pentecost, and after Easter we had a whole week of no fasting. And after Pentecost, this past week was no fasting. For those of you that means something, I don't know if anybody fasts. But so the next big feast, July is, the next big feast is the Feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul on June 29th. So now that we've had this big, you know, eating binge, now we have a time now, a few weeks until that feast day, we have a fast. It's not as strict as Lent. It's more like the Christmas, the pre-Christmas Advent fast. You can check your calendars. And then after the Feast of the Apostles, all of July, there's a lot of women saints celebrated in July. There's no major feasts of the Lord, so we have to, there's no fasting, I mean, except Wednesday and Friday. And then come August, you know, in preparation for the feast of the 15th of August, the Dormition of the Theotokos, there will be another 2-week fast there. And then we'll talk about the rest. So tomorrow, for those for whom it matters, is the beginning of the mild, moderate fast of the apostles, and you can check your calendars or consult your spiritual fathers about them. The second point today that I wanted to make was a little bit about church etiquette. First of all, to affirm and confirm that, you know, the things that we have asked are being done. I mean, you know, bravo. I also, you know, wanted to affirm that I hear a lot of singing from the pews. So, you know, some priests, you know, say, oh, we've got to get the congregation singing. That's not an issue here. You know, that is happening. So, you know, that's good. Just a little reminder, when you come for communion, wait for the altar boys in the servers to hold the cloth for you. The priest would prefer that the altar boys hold the cloth and that we come to communion either with our hands down or, you know, crossed. And be careful not to make any major movements in proximity of the chalice, like trying to do your cross. Do your cross, you know, a little bit back so that we won't have any chance of tipping the chalice. That's all. Why don't we stand and pray now?